93.5.
This weekend sees Newport Beach's second annual Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival at Newport Beach Civic Centre. And Stephanie Salem is here. Are you the organiser of this thing?
Yes, the founder and the president.
Founder, president, grand poobah, CEO. Everybody who went last year, and I did not go, but Tyler from the station, who unfortunately can't be here today, said it was magnificent.
Yes, it was... It was great. It was a huge success for our first year, and this year is going to be even better.
You've got some incredible chefs. I'm looking at the website now. Incredible chefs coming from out of town. You got people from... Is it a community, a local event, as well as an international event?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have the best chefs of Orange County, the executive chefs and their restaurants, serving bites of food. And then we're bringing in celebrity chefs from outside of Orange County, you know, from Napa, from Vegas, from Chicago, just to do demos. And
I know, I want to talk about them. I want to talk about those guys in a minute, but who have you got from around here, restaurants that people will know about?
Well, in Laguna Beach.
Well, Laguna and
Newport. Start at Dana Point. We have Michael Mina's restaurant, Stonehill Tavern.
Yeah.
And then Salini Steak Tavern right down the street from you.
Yeah.
Studio Montage, Loft, Montage Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We have Driftwood Kitchen.
Great.
And then you move your way up. We've got Andrea at Pelican Hill and Pelican Grill. You know, Oak Grill, Fig and Olive, Reto, Roy's, True Food Kitchen, The Winery. I mean, the list goes on. There's 32 different restaurants, and they're divided between 2 days. So there's 16 different restaurants a day. So if you go each day, both days, you'll have a completely different experience.
Oh, that is interesting, right?
Yeah.
That gets people coming back for the following day.
And I got to tell you what the chefs have sent their recipes in, and you're going to be blown away.
Really?
I mean, literally foie gras and octopus. It is not like a bite of, you know,
moldy chicken.
Yes.
I've had that before at various food festivals. It's all really high-end restaurants we're talking about here. You're a real foodie, obviously.
Yes.
Where did you get started in all this thing?
You know, I've always been an entrepreneur. My last entrepreneurial business was actually in Nigeria. I published a book for the military transition of democracy of their fourth republic with their government.
Wow. And that came out of nowhere.
But I'm a foodie and passionate about it. So I know the business side. I know how to start something from nothing. But now I've curbed that knowledge into my passion, which is food.
Food and wine.
And wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got over 200 different wines being poured. Our title sponsor this year is American and Southern Wine and Spirit. City of Newport Beach is a huge sponsor again. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got white peak tents with chandeliers, the Tavola linens. It's a really world-class event.
Yeah, it's got that. I'm looking at pictures of it now. It's got that real sort of Ascot feel about it.
Like
beautiful.
Summer in the Hamptons.
Yeah, there you go.
Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance.
Right, that's more.
Yeah, absolutely.
American example. But now, who have you got coming in terms of top chefs? I know, but I want you to say it.
Okay, well... Friday night's exciting because all the celebrity chefs will be there and a lot of the executive chefs from your favorite restaurants will be there at our launch party. And one of the coolest things, this is a treat for the night, Master Chef Hubert Keller will be guest DJing for the last hour of the launch party. How cool is that?
That's pretty incredible. If people don't know who Hubert Keller is, it's totally one of the top chefs in the world, really. Very famous restaurants. You were telling me before we got on the air that he's moved to Vegas now, so his restaurants are there.
Yeah, he's got Fleur and Burger Bar in Vegas, but you probably know him from Top Chef Masters. He was the finalist with Rick Bayless. They went neck and neck on season one. Rick won. Hubert came in second, but could have been a tie. You know, we've got our local Top Chef alums. We've got Shirley Chung, Luis Maldonado, Brooke Williamson, and Brian Husky. They're all going to do a Top Chef Home Cook Challenge, which is new this year. So on Sunday, these four Top Chef alum are going to pick four people from the audience who, you know, want to get taught and also are proud of their chef skills because they're going to be in front of the crowd. They're going to coach them through a challenge, Top Chef style. And then the winner will win a Vitamix, like a brand new Vitamix, a Wusthof chef knife, a Hedley and Bennett Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival apron, which is the cool apron as far as chefs are concerned, and a $150 gift card for Shirley Chung's Restaurant 28.
Very cool. It's going to be great. You've got a lot going on. The website is newportwineandfood.com.
I didn't talk about the Master Sommelier panel.
Oh, go ahead.
We have a Master Sommelier panel each day, and that is led by four masters. There's only 142 masters in North America. And if you've seen the movie Psalms, you'll recognize a couple of the names that are at the festival. Michael Jordan will be leading it. Fred Dame will also be at the festival at a different private event. And we'll have a different wine panel each day where you get to taste and learn from these master Psalms.
Top guys. Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. All right, so tickets available at, you can say it again if you like,
newportwineandfood.com.
All right, tickets, information. It's a beautiful website, actually. Well done on that. And it's Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival, and it goes this weekend, 2nd to the 4th of October, but tickets are going very quickly.
Yes.
Stephanie Salem, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.